Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live Wednesday night on Nursing Home Show. Sorry we're late. Circumstances beyond our control. Yeah, so hope everybody's good. Certainly hope you're not in a nursing home, but if you are, we're fighting for you. And we are determined to turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yes, we are.
All right.
You hear me? Hi. Okay.
Go ahead. You take it over.
Okay. Tonight we finished a nice petition. I just have the very end of it has to be retypewritten, and I couldn't do it fast enough for the show. I actually started this. You know when I started it? Like about last time we spoke, and I started it till now to edit what I had. So, do you want me to read it?
You're talking about the petition, the nursing home.
Yes, we are. The nursing home.
You got to be clear what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right.
So we could read it.
Yeah, read. Let's hear how it sounds.
But there's still one area that I still have to edit. So we'll go as we. Go back to the other. Thing that I'm using. Please sign, wait a minute, please sign our petition. Our petition to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. People die in nursing homes every day because the money that is there to help them is not being used in the right way. According to Skilled Nursing News, in 2020, $196 billion of taxpayers' money is spent by the government, okay, to keep residents in nursing homes. Join with Inner Sight Freedom to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Give people what they need to remain safe and in their own homes. I don't know why it added what I had here. Hold on. Okay, in their own homes. Mandate agencies to raise money to bring this about. Organize certified home health aides to be volunteers for freedom. All who will donate, who will donate their times. Okay, I have to take out all, yeah. Okay, who will donate their time and reward them financially by paying one of their bills. Okay. Create a fundraising campaign on television to offset the cost to keep people safe in their own homes. The Inner Sight Freedom podcast can be heard on weekdays from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Blog Talk Radio. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, since we get from everybody, you know, different people. We have a large following. So that's Eastern, okay, time. On Blog Talk Radio, / Inner Sight Info, and look through the show titles for the show you would like, okay, hold on, to listen to. Wednesday nights, we talk about nursing homes and subjects that relate to nursing homes. The podcast call-in number, here's where it messed up a little. Sorry, I was trying to get it right. But I'll read it from the other where I had it. Okay.
Well, you know the call-in number.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to make sure I had everything here. Okay. look through the show titles for the show you would like to listen to. Wednesday nights, we talk about nursing homes and subjects that relate to nursing homes. Any questions? Hold on, no, this is before that. Okay, after the nursing homes, it goes to podcast call-in number to speak with the live host is 213-816-1650. Any questions, feel free to call Inner Sight, Inc. at 631-224-3090 or email us with no attachments, innersight@pmpmail.com. And that might, no, hold on. All other, and then I wrote all other contact information, which I haven't put in yet. Then at the very last, we have please sign our petition so people don't have to go into nursing homes. And that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to add a quote
in the front,
at the end
right?
of that. By
at the end of that. Okay.
By my good friend Ira Tucker, who will be helping us. And Ira is a very prominent publicist,
mm-hmm.
currently working on bringing about a museum for the oldest gospel group in the world, the Dixie Hummingbirds.
Dixie Hummingbirds.
Ira's dad was the...
original Ira.
The lead singer.
No, I don't know what he... Yeah, he's really nice. I've listened to it recently.
What? What are you mumbling about?
I said Ira's dad, that music, I sometimes listen to it. The Dixie Hummingbirds.
Oh.
I do. Yeah.
All right. So
that's
the
really
petition.
Nice gospel.
We have to smooth in a few things, but that's the petition. And when will you be able to put it up?
Probably today. Yeah. I'm almost done.
Tonight.
I have like a couple lines, and that's it.
You're going to try to put it up tonight?
Yeah. Why not? That or by tomorrow morning, right. Either or.
We're very thankful that we now have the support of the Independent Living Center in Suffolk County, and that will contribute
Sorry.
To our up-and-coming news conference in September, and we're looking forward to getting all the help we can to get the message out there that these
yeah.
nursing homes would serve people a lot better, turned into accessible housing. So
I want to thank
Joe Delgado and Silo
mm-hmm.
for coming forward. I want to thank them for their donation to Inner Sight and reaching out to try to get other people to contribute and to support the idea that we have, because we're going to need a lot of support.
Yes, we are. And we're going to need to tie up any loose ends and just get it done and get everybody going in the right direction to get this, news conference going.
Yeah, to make it a reality.
Right.
To turn these places into, these nursing homes into accessible housing.
I really
so
can
we
see
urge...
it to happen. I do.
What?
So I could see it happening in my mind's eye and what it would look like and stuff like that and taking away the other and putting in these new apartments, because there's a lot of people who right now are homeless without wanting to go into a nursing home, because they say, oh, I don't want to go in a nursing home. I'd rather be homeless. And to tell you the truth, I don't know which is better, but they're both pretty bad. You know, we have some, listeners, we're not going to name their whole names, but who are homeless. And they call in from time to time.
Well,
but
you don't want either one, but one is worse than the other.
Yeah, I do believe that. One, at least you have your rights the other, you don't have your rights anymore. They're stripped of you, and all your money is taken from you as well, which is really stupid, if you ask me. But the thing that bothers me, you work so hard and you develop a pension, and they take that darn thing too. That really bothers me. No matter what, when Mary and Maureen were going through that whole little thing about getting Mary out of the nursing home, oh my God, when I found out that they take the petition, not the petition, the pension that she has, what little pension she has, they're taking it also. And that really bothered me. I work hard. If I was that person, I work so hard, but I'm not able to do it myself. I'm so glad I gave Maureen exactly what she needed to be able to get her mom out of the nursing home, and she did. You know, we're doing it on a small basis. You know, we all are not paid. We all volunteer, and we don't mind because it's in our hearts to actually help people get out of these nursing homes. And it feels good.
Well,
to do
people
it
can
get home,
out,
you know?
If they're lucky. You know, the idea is not to go back in and not to have nursing homes to go to.
That's right.
That's the idea.
That's right. Yeah,
behind
that
inner sight and that would serve people best. When I was talking to Ira today, and I told him the $196 billion for the last the budget back in 2020. His comment was, that can't keep going on. That kind of money
is
going to burn itself out.
Yes, it is.
And that's exactly
ask for more. You see,
that's exactly what we're counting
more,
on.
Yeah. Yep.
To
that's
burn itself out.
Yeah.
And get rid of these places and turn them into housing.
Accessible housing
for people.
We need it badly. Right now, there's so many people on so many waiting lists to get a lottery ticket to get housing. Isn't that the craziest thing you ever heard of? To get housing.
Yeah, you could create a lot of housing in every county because there's nursing homes in every county.
I'm not surprised that this happens, but I'm more crazed that this happens is more the energy that I hear after I read this and I keep rereading it, and it's like, yes, we got to do this. Yes, we got to get it done. And that's it. I don't care if I'm known as the nursing home disaster, or not the nursing home destroyer. That's the word I was looking for. I don't care. Nope. Because they had time. They had time. And we're just going to not destroy them right away. We're going to give them an option to make it into accessible housing. I mean, I think that would help the owners, the taxpayers.
Well, that doesn't destroy them.
And
that
the people.
It improves them.
Yeah, I think
makes
so.
Makes them better. A much better purpose.
Yep.
To serve people.
I agree.
Inner sight, and when we come back, I want to talk about how people get put in to these places and how that should end.
Yeah.
Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East, a Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And once again, we urge the government to get dogs trained and put them at the doors of the schools with a trained officer and the metal detector inside the door to protect children. We urge them to start doing that now. School is out. When people come back and they see that protection, it'll make them feel a lot more secure.
Definitely.
So let's go, politicians.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting around on your ass debating gun laws,
you can
always do that. Get these dogs out there. Start training.
Definitely.
Them. And I volunteer my time to help. As a guide dog trainer for many years, I can help with some of the preliminaries.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight. And let's see, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. And, of course, I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization.
Oh, yeah, we're getting good support.
631-880-7929. So give SILO a call, any information you need about meetings or advocacy, give them a call. 631-880-7929. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary at Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's a 631 number, 484-3085. All right. 484-3085. I believe I got the
correct
right number.
Correct, that's the number.
631.
That's correct.
Dog food, cat food, and the medical when they're able to do it for the animals.
Yes.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And you're listening tonight to our nursing home program. All the beautiful children of the world, we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the youngsters that lost their lives in the Texas shooting.
Yeah.
We honor them and salute them. And get those dogs. We can't remind you enough. Get those trained dogs at the doors of the school.
That's right.
Protect the children.
If you don't have that, it's just going to be a waste of life each time somebody comes to shoot. You need these ammunition. Dogs can be trained to smell for ammunition or drugs or anything like that. These dogs have an excellent sense of smell. I mean, they actually, if you drop something minuscule on, say, a wheelchair or on the floor or whatever, immediately they go where it is and then they, you know, either lick it or whatever. A great sense of smell. For me, just having regular
pet
dogs. Yeah,
especially if they're taught, if they're trained.
These trained dogs?
To do it.
Yeah.
So let these politicians do something.
Yeah, definitely.
You know. And when I meet with State Senator, hoping to get a meeting with her soon, I'm going to be talking about the nursing home, but I'm going to bring up this idea about the dogs.
Yeah, I agree. Very important.
And ask her to please put in a word in the legislators to get this done. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662, if you have any civil rights questions. Call
he's helping me
Bahamonde.
With the case.
What?
He's helping me with the case, and he's helped you with the case, too. So, I mean, it took a while for that case. My goodness. What was it, 5 years?
Yeah, well,
wow.
The law needs to be strengthened. Strengthen
that
law.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you got that right.
Lawyers can only work with what
they
have.
Yeah. I know.
So.
And that's good for working with what they had, too. Your settlement. You know.
Inner Sight. Hey, Kennedy Realty, you need to buy a house, sell a house? Get some good information. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And he's a very knowledgeable guy when it comes to real estate.
Oh, yeah.
Kennedy Realty.
He's got
great supporter of Inner Sight.
Yes, he is.
Supporter of Inner Sight, and we thank him for that. 631 888-1186. You know, one of the biggest horrors that we face, if a person has to go into a hospital, and the hospitals are all affiliated and connected to nursing homes.
Now,
I don't know who set that up.
Time.
Wait, stop interrupting me. Let me finish my thought.
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
I don't know who... I don't know who set that up, you know, but I'm sure that the legislators had something to do with it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'd like to see these doctors take a stand for their patient and not see them pushed into or coerced into nursing homes. A doctor should be obligated first to the patient. And to me, that means get the patient back home safely, make sure what they have what they need in their own home to function properly and to be safe.
That's
that
right.
Should be part of the philosophy and the job of the doctor.
Yes.
And also the social workers, of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
To see that that the person returned home safely. I mean, if the hospital's going to help them, hopefully, you know, don't ruin that help. Don't destroy it by sending a person to a nursing home. Because that's going to bring them down.
Yes, it is.
So all these so-called professionals that are sending people to these nursing homes, gotta stop. And what we're proposing will stop it. It'll make it stop, because the nursing homes won't be there anymore. I'd like to see the doctors support our cause. We could get a couple of doctors to join us in the news conference and say, hey, that's a great idea, you know. And come forward and support the idea of having people in their own homes with the help they need and the safety. And, you know, another thing that would be eliminated, all these nurses and doctors and professionals will no longer have leverage over people and be able to testify against them to put them in nursing homes. With the inner sight idea, because the nursing homes won't be there anymore.
That's right.
So there's another aspect of freedom.
Very
right now, when you invite strangers into your home, you don't know them. The home health aide. What?
I said, unfortunately, today I had to, and I didn't like the fact that the hospital arranged for me to have a nurse come and then make sure everything is still infection-free. Well, wait a second here. I never said that I wanted that. So that she's coming here to make sure that everything is infection-free.
Nothing. Well, I don't know what that means.
Meaning, how did she
make sure everything was infection-free?
She's going to arrange for me to get in more blood work and also, you know, regular, all the stuff that goes with that and urine and all that tested to make sure it's not infected anymore.
Oh, they're going to test you, in other words.
Yeah. And then after that, if it is, I have to get what's called a PICC line in my arm, and the antibiotics have to go in there. Because it'll be a resistant resistant infection, which is not good.
Well, aren't you allergic to certain antibiotics?
I'm allergic to literally all of them, so I have to go to an allergist now.
So then, why are you going to allow them to put antibiotic in you? You just said you're allergic. They told you you're allergic, right?
Only one. And I have to get that in the hospital. That's what they said, at least. All the others are related to a family of medication. For example, so if I have amoxicillin, that's penicillin. And it's just like, a generic name for it. And then you could get that from more than one supplier, and it might not necessarily be, you might not be allergic to that, you know, if you get it from more than one supplier.
What are they
going to
give you? Do you know what they're going to
give you? Totally different. For me, I would prefer to get rid of the infection in a more, in a healthier way. You know, and use, dandelion tea. Oh, I'm not eating, drinking dandelion tea. And I've been also using oil of oregano and also apple cider vinegar. So far, I don't think I have an infection, but they're going to have to take, you know, the urine from me to find out. And the blood work.
Hold it. Do you know do you know what the antibiotic is that they're going to give you?
Gentamicin, strong one.
All right. So what I would do is I would consult some holistic doctors and find out what the equivalent is of that in a holistic substance. And that's what you should take.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Right now I have to also go with the fact that I don't have, I might not have the full money to do full, alternative stuff, but I could start trying at least, you know, to get things going.
You're looking for this one thing right now.
Yeah, I am. I am.
According to what the test, you're allergic to all the others, right?
So far, yeah.
So
they haven't done all of the tests.
I would find out what's the equivalent of that. What would you say, myosin?
Yeah, amoxicillin. It's one of the ones.
Oh,
that's
cillin, yeah.
Yeah. The penicillins. I'm very allergic to the penicillins. All of them stop.
I would find out
the problem.
What the equivalent of that is, and that's what I would get and take.
No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Like I said, I've been doing the other stuff.
You
got to
take a stand on these
people.
Don't let them push you around.
No, I know. It's just the only thing is that it's a money issue more than anything else. And that's where everything just stops and halts for me. So I'm hoping that,
even know what the equivalent is. Find out what it is before you think about how to get it.
Okay.
Find out what it is first. First things first.
They have the herbologist right in front of where the acupuncture is, and maybe I'll consult on him.
Yeah, you ask him what's the equivalent of this that they want me to take. What can I take that would have equal strength to drive out this infection?
Yeah. And I'll also have, the doctor I go to for the acupuncture work on that, my bladder. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
he
of course.
He could do
that
with the needles and the pressure points.
Inner Sight, do you want to call in?
Ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
213-816-1650. Our nursing home program tonight, and as I mentioned before, strangers coming into your home,
mm-hmm.
and being, butting into your business, and would have the affiliated with these agencies, and now have the ability to give information to these agencies that can drive you into a nursing home.
Definitely.
And to me, that's horrible.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't believe if I had all my wits about me and I knew what I was doing, I wouldn't let a stranger in my home. Somebody I don't know.
That's true.
Especially when you're blind. You can't see what they're doing.
Nope.
So, you know, the whole thing is
lopsided. But during
this
pandemic, you had to agree to a lot of things, unfortunately.
What?
During this pandemic, you had to agree to a lot of things that you normally don't agree to, like if you're home alone with, you know, somebody coming in. That's, I will not be, you know, having anybody enter under that circumstance. However, if they came from the hospital and now they're starting to speak with the doctor, right now I just want to, you know, have a more healthier life than just sitting and throwing drugs in my throat, you know? Talking about prescribed drugs. Yeah.
But people should have, this is why we say the money should be in an account so the disabled person or the person in need of aid can hire their own people. Or if you're not capable, you get somebody you trust to do it.
That's right.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And the state should sanction that and protect that.
And also, they say that if you have, like, the right doctor, well, I'm going to extend that phrase. There are many different doctors. Doctor of
medicine, who's
doctor.
They? Hold it. You're not making any sense. Who's they? Who says that? No, what do you mean the right doctor? Who's they?
Usually I'm talking about the person who's receiving the benefit, and I was going to make it a little clearer. Sorry I wasn't. But if you have these physicians or even alternative doctors, they usually have license for alternative, like a naturopathic doctor. They cannot prescribe like a regular doctor can, which is what you might need to bring down your levels of these medicines that you're taking, if you are taking any medicines, to an appropriate dose, and then switch over to having the alternative doctor help you out, either with herbs or vitamins or both. Believe me, it's
everybody
a lot
should have
healthier.
A choice as to who
right.
they want
mm-hmm.
to be their doctor.
Exactly.
Choice should be there.
Yeah. I have a lot of...
All right, inner sight.
Decrease slowly, unfortunately.
Anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on. We have Anthony, and then we have a listener.
All right, why don't we do the Able News, and then we'll go
exactly.
to the phones.
Exactly, I could go to Anthony.
Yeah, let's put up the Able News. Angela Melanie, Able News editor.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight Nursing Home Program, and the petition is finished. We hope to have it up by tomorrow.
Yep.
And then we'll put it out, and we've got to send a copy to the Independent Living here in Suffolk County and see if they'll help us advertise it and get the thing going. And as soon as we set the date for the news conference, we'll let them know, too. Inner Sight. All right. Let's take a phone call from Brooklyn.
Yep.
Anthony. On the line.
Yes, here he is.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
So I have a comment and a question. My comment to you, Suzanne, is that, you know, I don't mean anything bad by it, but I, you know, encourage you to continue to allow the nurse to come to your house. I know you like privacy and you don't like people coming in and out, but... you know, I mean, even before the pandemic, we as disabled people have never had much privacy because we've always had to be at the mercy of these agencies and having people come in and out. And especially with a nurse coming to your home, if you refuse it, they'll say that either you don't want, you know, want to take care of yourself, you, you know, have some sort of mental problem, or, you know, you're neglecting yourself, or you're, you know, too cheap and penny-pinching to the point where, you know, you will neglect yourself to death, you know, where you could die, and then they would really think that you need to be in a nursing home because you're refusing it. Even if you don't really think that you need it, let them come and do their BS and leave, you know, and just kind of be compliant with it. Because, I mean, I can't stand, I mean, I know that home care is based on trust and humanity and things like that if you believe in it, and if you're a positive, upbeat person, and if you don't get tired of it, and you have a lot of patience and a high tolerance. Yeah. But one thing that I can't stand about home care is, like, one of the things that bother me most is that when, you know, a person needs help taking a shower and taking off their clothes, you have no privacy. It's like everybody in the world has to see you naked, you know, 50 million people coming in and out of your house. You have no privacy, you know. For example, I don't know if I told you guys the story. I don't think I spoke to either one of you off the air to talk about it. I had a home health aide come to my house the other day and question why I was eating French fries with my fingers. And I said to myself, well, how else are you supposed to eat French fries, you know, with a with a fork? I mean, they don't give you a fork when you go to McDonald's or Burger King. I mean, and McDonald's fries are so skinny. And I told him that, and he kept repeating it for days. And then he went on to question why my mom was buying coffee outside and not making coffee inside. I mean, you that might see it as... I'm sorry?
That's none of his business, honestly.
Yeah,
that's
what
I would have said.
You might see it as friendly conversation, but it's kind of being overbearing and on somebody's back to question every little thing, you know, about what somebody else does that's not your client, you know, in their personal life to decide whether they want coffee every morning. And it's like all they sit and do is watch the family members do things, and, you know, it's like they're trying to teach a child table manners and, you know, and trying to be your father and question, you know, why you're not following proper table etiquette and eating with a you know, fork or spoon at the table. I said to myself, how ridiculous is that? But my question to you is, how long does it take for them to get you in a nursing home? I know you have an appeal process, and I'm sure there are people that can testify, you know, that a person does need to be in a nursing home and those who don't, but I'm sure you have both sides, you know, when you have a hearing like that. But how long does it take, you know?
Oh, I don't know that. I'd have to look into it, meaning to change you from Medicaid that's in the community to Medicaid inside the nursing home, what in specific?
To change you to Medicaid inside the nursing home, because I know, well, I thought, you know, I don't know if they changed it, but they get straight Medicaid in the nursing homes without the plan, you know, the last I knew, because years ago that's how it was when you were going to a adult day treatment program for the disabled. But then, you know, they totally eliminated regular Medicaid, and these private insurance plans took over, and they eliminated, you know, delivering the nutritional supplements that they used to people and paying for the things that they, you know, once did. And I guess, you know, the people who fight for you to go in a nursing home really believe in what they're doing, and that's the problem, you know what I mean? You've got to change their mind, and medical professionals just kind of comply with the rest of the world and go by what they're taught in school. But once, you know, you get in there, I kind of feel like you're doomed, and, you know, that's the end of it, and it's like there's
no
way
out. No, you're not doomed. You have to have a good, flexible, I would say, backbone, because if you don't, forget about it. You're not.
So
you have to be very inventive. Get yourself out as soon as you can. I did very abruptly at one point because I just couldn't stand not being bathed for over 2 weeks, and I just said, that's it. I'm leaving my everything, and I'm just going to, you know, take a shower in my own room. And that's what I did. I had a private room. And when they came into the bathroom, I said, oops, something might have leaked. Meanwhile, it was me throwing water my head because I couldn't stand my body anymore. But also my arms are shaking because I was too weak to really be doing that myself. And yet nobody came to my rescue, I would say. My husband, of course.
Well, let me interject something here. I think in the nursing homes, you're doomed in the sense that even if you get out, they're still there. You can still go back in.
That's
in that
correct.
Sense.
Yeah, but
doomed.
There's
now,
still
the other thing I want to comment on is people coming into your home, social workers, nurses, etc. I think that people should have the right to make them sign a release that they will not testify against you to put you in a nursing home.
That's what should happen.
They would never do that, Frank, until we died, and we would love that.
People should have that right. Why not?
It's
America.
No, Frank,
and we need rights.
It might not happen while my eyes are open on this earth, but,
what people should have.
Wouldn't it be magical?
A notarized
release
that they can't do that.
Yeah, the problem is, Suzanne, is, you know, medical professionals will fight to get you what they believe you need and what you should have and as much as they believe you should have. For example, whether it's writing, you know, a letter for more hours for home care. But once you get there, the process of getting you out is the more difficult part, because those same people who fought to get you in are not going to get you out. And then this becomes your home, and that's that. And then, you know, you say to yourself when you look at home care, part of the reason why people can't stand it, Suzanne, is because they are so, I don't know, they're like on you like mosquitoes in the sense that, you know, like, let's say I lived with you and I have money and you don't, okay? So you get Medicaid and I don't, but it's my private issue about how much money I have, what I do with it, and the fact that you live with me, you know, it's my private business, what assets I have, and you just live with me and you coexist with me and having the home health aide in my home. But the problem is that these aides seem to cling to people who have a little bit more money and try to take advantage of them and wipe them out and, you know, manipulate them and get them
I've seen that with people.
Yeah, they try to get them to take them.
I'm lucky that I don't have that, but, yeah, you know.
To restaurants and, you know, like, they'll take advantage of lonely, you know, people who don't have any family, you know, and you want to go out for your birthday, and the person will always say yes, and it's never no thank you, it's okay, and they'll get you to buy, you know, the most expensive dinners and, you know, take them to the best of restaurants and things like that, because they are among the working class, let's just put it that way. And Suzanne, I hate to say this, and a lot of people would hate me for this, and they won't appreciate me for saying it, but this is inner sight, and it's freedom of speech, and we can say what we want. They're all a bunch of ghetto lowlives in a lot of these agencies, and their you know, their sole purpose is just to be there to make a little money, to shut up welfare, you know, and to get everybody out of their face and to get everybody off their back, and they manipulate and take advantage of people, and, you know, all they want to do is sit on their bums, and they do things in this job that you could never do to anybody else, because all they do is pour somebody something to drink, and then the person has to kiss their backside for the rest of their life for that. And it's hard for me to tolerate as a person, because, you know, they expect a lot out of you. They expect you to, you know, have that home health aid every day for hours. They expect you to take person after person. They expect, you know, you not to call and say you don't want that person, and you know, to be willing to say, you okay, I'll take a female, even though you really don't want a female, you want and need a male, you know, for issues of needing someone to push your wheelchair, or privacy, or your religion, and you know, they expect you to kind of float with the boat, you know what I mean, and
yeah.
and get the
I
notion that. Yeah, you're
the
disabled.
The best thing was they were going to give me a male, and my husband said no.
A woman, a male?
Yeah.
Oh no, Suzanne, that's totally totally over the barrier. I wouldn't even open the door if they send the male to me. I mean, I could see where a coordinator could try to get away with that because they don't, you know, give a damn about your privacy and your dignity and stuff like that. But, you know, but there are a lot of males, too, who feel like they should only be working with, you know, male agents.
And I
feel sorry for those in nursing homes, even though I know it's a humanity thing and we're not, you know, looking at the person naked and stuff like that, who don't, you know, get that privacy, you know, to shower according to their gender and get help from from a person who's the same gender as them, and how,
well,
you know, they...
I got something more unusual that I had to get rid of the person who, you know, I basically did not want, and she kept going back to the agency and reporting that I said such and such when I didn't even say whatever it was she was reporting. But the other thing that was bothering me the absolute most is that she's bisexual. Okay, that part didn't bother me. But the part that she said to me right after that, I felt was stepping over the line. Have you ever thought of being with a woman? And I just said, excuse me? I had no clue. This was coming out, and I had my husband in the other room.
That's what I'm talking about, strangers coming in your house that you don't know.
I had an aide ask me if I was a breast man once, and I felt that was totally uncomfortable. Another aide, she was helping me get dressed, and I was naked, and she goes, where's your toti? You know, in other words, where's your private area? And that's, you know, that's the type of things that you have to deal with when you don't have mature people, you know, or you have a bunch of young, you know, ghetto, low-life, immature people, because they kind of remind me of like a bunch of young people hanging out on the street, and that's why, Suzanne, it's so hard for me, and it's going to be so hard for me, you know, for the rest of my life to take this service seriously and to take it as, you know, meaning anything in life, because I can't get over the fact that I have to go through having, you know, nurses come in and out of my home, care plan, all that, you know, and go to a doctor to have a home care form filled out to get some ghetto, low-life piece of trash who has someone living in a filthy... I heard they're going to cut back on that, and they're just going to have, like, these different kind of, I don't know, nurses, you could say, or evaluators come directly to your home, and they're going to get rid of the nurses from the insurance company that come, they're just going to come, like, once a year. But, you know, I always say, you know, to myself, and I've said on the show many times, I mean, for the kind of people they get, Suzanne, I could go out on the street pretty much and say, you know, any ghetto lowlife want to come to my home and, you know, wash your dishes in my sink, come on in, because that's the way I feel like, you know. They just go along with, you know, with the motion of the ocean and you know, just bring in whatever piece of low-life garbage they could find. And that's the way it is.
True.
You know, they have no regard for, you know, someone compassionate, someone mature, someone who has maybe the same personality traits you do, the same religion, the same beliefs, the same kind of mannerism, the kind of food you eat or anything. They just send literally, you know, any Tom, Dick, or Harry. And that's
Let me give what we believe is the solution to all this, because the money is there. so that people can have doctors and nurses and people on their own terms, but the money's not being used in the right way. And that's why people go through all this that you're describing.
Because, Frank, the government uses the money for what it sees, you know, what it deems, I should say, to be the correct purpose. We know that they have money which they can spend on what they want, you know what I mean? And it's got to be earmarked and all that, and you've got to have a bunch of politicians, you know, sign off on the BS, and they've got to have a big conference. It's got to be all
and
exciting and news.
10 other laws to the law that they're trying to pass or not pass or whatever the case may be, and you're like, well, why is an infrastructure bill in Texas, you know, in our law? You know, it's weird how things work at Congress, and you have to be okay with it because that's the way they actually are. They're in the actual. I don't know what the space is in the Congress where they're voting. I'm just going to say that voting, and as they're voting, you could see these. This is an obstacle to me. I mean, I don't know about any of you, but it is an obstacle. You know, nice home care come in at times because a lot of the Congress officials, you know, have not made it easier.
The money has
to
be put there
for
the person,
you know,
for the people who need it.
And not go into a nursing home. That's the biggest problem I think.
Money has to be put there for the people who need it, not for the agencies. That should come secondary.
Yeah, it is, you know, they say that they're helping the people, but, I mean, you know, whether it is or not, to what extent is debatable. But remember that, you know, no matter how you want to see it, home care is being ran as a business, so it is making the agency rich, you know, and benefit. Mm. Yeah, so that's why it's hard to, you know, change the system because people are fixated with it being that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these home care agencies and these nursing homes and stuff like that, people take a test, but home care workers, like we said before, are not really overqualified. They're just chore workers, and for that reason they're glorified home health aides, which is a BS title to me because we know what they really are, basically helping hand. But, these agencies just basically hire en masse. That's all they do to cover the cases and constantly have people, you know, and to avoid the revolving door of, you know, people leaving and them not being able to replace them to cover the cases and make money. And that's all it's about. And
they wouldn't
let
a stranger in their house
conduct
their lives, would they?
But they'll tell us that, you know, that they'll say to themselves and probably between them, they're disabled and they have to be, they have to accept that and they should be used to that and they're in desperate need and either that or they can go to a nursing home. What choice do they have? And if they go to a nursing home, you're going to have strangers take care of you anyway, so what's the difference? And we're all going to have people that, you know, who take care of us that we don't know, so
what
are you going to
do?
Yeah, and, you know, and for that reason, everything is like, how would I say, we're like known to everyone in the world, and, you know, everyone in the agency knows who Suzanne is, for example.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she lives at this address, and she lives with this one, and, you know, they've got their complaints.
How many people are there? Oh,
yeah. Some people got their comments and who's in your business or who listens to your bedroom door or whatever, you know, who complains because
they
feel...
Oh, they gossip big time. They do.
Yeah.
To me, that's not called for.
You know, who complains about how they feel that, you know, your family has some money and they should give them some money, too, on the side, or, you know, the client died and the family didn't give them a penny, or maybe the family gave them some money, but they didn't feel like it was enough. And, you know, I say to myself...
They're not even supposed to be getting that extra money. They're supposed to only be getting what's from the agency, unfortunately. If I had the extra money in an account, a special account, earmarked for home care, and I could give them, a tip or an extra, if they've done a something that was superseding something else, then they really do need to be doing stuff like that to help people, you know, keep, you know, the people, the good people that they get.
There are people, Susan. Right. And the good people you lose because they want cases that have more money, you know, involved in it, more hours, better benefits. Mm-hmm. It's a you know, cutthroat business where you can't have thin skin. But, you know, I don't, you know, and you can't really get emotionally attached to them either. They're just there for the day for conversation to help out, and that's that. But, I mean, Suzanne, I don't mean to sound like a rectal cavity, but half these people I wouldn't give a dollar to, you know, I mean, they're worth nothing. You know what I mean? They're like, you know, a bunch of...
I wouldn't say they're worth nothing. Not all of them.
No, not all of them, but... a lot of them are. Yeah, you are lucky. I mean, if you've seen as many people as I have, and maybe Suzanne, I'm just tired and fed up with it. But you
I
know,
am too. But I don't.
But a lot of these agencies, and it's not just.
All right,
we
only got another half a minute.
If they're class, that they're a bunch of low life ghetto trash. When they're in your home, you would see if you had enough of them through enough of these agencies.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Suzanne. Thank you, Frank. Have a good night.
All right.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. In a site and turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, that would solve the whole problem of
yes,
what we're
will.
Talking about. That's the whole ball of wax right there. Be with you tomorrow night. Our show tomorrow night is unique. The guide dog schools should not be in business without an appeal system.
That's right.
No one has ever done a show like this before on the public forum.
No, they wouldn't dare, but Perino does.
So be with us tomorrow night, and we'll tell you why and when and where and all that. All right? Mm-hmm. Inner sight means freedom. Thank you. I want to thank Suzanne and all our listeners. 115,219.
Yeah, we're 221 or 223. I just took a quick look at it.
223. We went. Got a couple of people. All right. Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone. And have a good evening. Take care.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.